Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about audits. You may have thought that you were getting a break. You're not. Here to talk about that is Wayne Van Halem. Wayne is the founder and president of the Van Halem Group, which if you've spent even a short amount of time in the industry, you know is the major consulting firm for helping providers deal with Medicare claims audits. Wayne, how you doing?
I'm doing great, David. Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year to you. Happy 2022. I can only expect life to be easy in 2022, and we'll have no complications whatsoever, particularly about audits, right? Okay.
I wish I would be able to share that.
I guess the net here is that CMS is not losing any time re-rolling out existing audit programs as well as rolling out sort of new or tweaked audit programs. We had that respite where they weren't doing claims during the public health emergency, but that's all changed. Wayne, maybe you could give me a thumbnail description of the situation. Where does the HME industry stand when it comes to claims audits?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. We are definitely seeing an increase in audit activity across the board, not just with Medicare audits. We're seeing increases now again in Medicaid as well as managed care plans also. And even surprisingly, in some cases, we have clients that are undergoing audits on equipment that were part of the waivers during the public health emergency with dates of service during the PHE and had CR modifiers on there. So it just seems that they initially started that they were going to be focused on some of the non-pandemic related thing items like, urologicals and incontinence devices, but we're seeing even respiratory equipment now. So they're definitely back. What we haven't seen yet is how they're going to handle the CR claims, particularly for respiratory equipment, because there are no LCDs that were in effect. Those requirements were waived. So sort of waiting very patiently to try to see what that outcome is, but it'll be really interesting to see what they do there.
Is patient a synonym for terrified?
Yes, in this particular instance. Yes.
Yeah.
Anxious, terrified. Anxious,
yeah. Waiting anxiously. But I mean, that is a big question mark, right? If there weren't really any LCDs in place, how do you know if the claim was ever clean or not? Did you guys have any advice that you were giving out to providers during that time? Hey, you better be careful because CMS might come back around with a vengeance, or did you even know that was going to happen? I mean, I'm not putting the onus on you, obviously. Curious.
No, we certainly did. I mean, the advice that we generally gave our clients is if you can get the documentation, if that's possible, to please try to do that. If not, then our counsel is to remember what the purpose of the waivers were. The purpose of the waivers were to get people access to equipment that they needed so that they can free up space in hospitals and get these patients home where they'll be safe. And in the spirit of the purpose behind it, then yes, they utilize the flexibilities and put the equipment out even if you don't have all the documentation, but you have the standard written order and you have information from the doctor showing what the why the equipment was needed for that particular patient, then yeah, proceed and do it and use the CR modifier accordingly. So that was our advice during it. And we're now, again, like I said, has first claims that we're seeing getting audited. So really curious to see how that pans out.
Do you have any sense of how it might pan out, or is it just that's too hard to tell?
It's too hard to tell right now. I mean, we have prefaced it with the auditor in advance that the ones that we're working on, that, you know, as a reminder, the historic PHE flexibilities were in place. The LCD requirements do not apply. So we would expect that you are taking that into consideration when you're doing your review. And hopefully they do. I can't imagine if they don't. If they don't, then we'll certainly be getting CMS involved in it, because that's the instructions from CMS to the contractors during that period.
Got it. And now there's also the audits that are starting to roll out are covering new types of products as well, new categories. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so initially when they started rolling out the audits, they said that they were not going to be looking at the pandemic-related claims. So we've seen a lot of audits in the area of urologicals, incontinence supplies, surgical dressings, things along those lines, but also hospital beds, wheelchairs have been increase in audits in those particular areas as well, because they're not generally pandemic related. We still see most of the MACs staying away from the respiratory equipment, staying away from items that had other waivers and flexibilities like CGM. But I don't anticipate that's going to stay that way forever. Those were the areas that were kind of, you know, respiratory, CGM, they're a big focus of audits prior to the pandemic. I imagine once the pandemic is over, they'll start seeing those come back at that time as well.
When it comes to some of those new categories, I'm kind of interested because you mentioned a couple of them, catheters and wound care, where we're seeing increased attention being put on those items in the HME industry because they represent kind of important care and revenue opportunities, like intermittent catheters. We just had that white paper come out talking about the need to have you know, across the board funding for ICs because there's so many patients that need them. Wound care, anecdotally, you know, doing stories on it. I know there's increased attention on everything from, you know, the disposable negative pressure wound therapy devices that are now getting deployed in a home care setting, but then also, you know, dressings and all that other stuff. Is this a thing where CMS is looking and seeing where people are doing increased claims and going, oh, we need to audit more of those? Is that kind of how this works?
Oftentimes it is. And I think this one is kind of in this particular instance, it's a combination of that coupled with the fact that, you know, there's a lot of equipment that sort of was taken off the potential list for audits right now because of the pandemic. So they're focusing on other things that aren't related to that. But anytime the OIG starts issuing reports and looking at the costs of certain products and things that they're doing now, there's always a potential that there's going to be some recommendations of, you know, perhaps competitive, adding items to competitive bidding or doing a decrease in reimbursement. So whenever you see things start popping up on the OIG work plan, contractors will oftentimes follow suit with that. So I think it's kind of a combination of both of those.
Oh, okay. Now, switching gears, you mentioned that it's not just Medicare, that there's also Medicaid and managed care audits are becoming and, you know, are starting to ramp up. Do you have any sort of specific points or, you know, things that you're looking out for on that front?
Very similarly, we have some managed care plans on the Medicaid side in various states that are auditing suppliers on respiratory equipment that's being provided during the pandemic. So very similar to what we're seeing on the Medicaid side, a lot of states had also put in waivers and flexibilities, but the challenging part there is not all the states have kept the waivers and flexibilities in place during the entire period of the pandemic. So all the waivers and flexibilities are still in place on the Medicare side federally, but states get to make those determinations of their own waivers on their own. And some states have you know, ended the waivers earlier. Some of them still have them in play, but they're also auditing. So, and the big increase that we've seen is really with the Medicaid managed care organizations. So I don't know if there's certainly been a push from the states for them to do that, but that's the biggest noticeable increase that we've seen in our practice.
So it sounds like Medicaid and the managed care plans are sort of following suit from Medicare. Obviously, there's another world, which is private payer, and sometimes there's claims audits in that world, and certainly review. Are they? Do you think they're going to follow suit as well?
Interestingly enough, the commercial plans never really subsided during the pandemic. So even when Medicare had ceased all audit activity, we still had clients that were receiving audits from commercial plans. So, and that seemed to be consistent, continued throughout the public health emergency. So that's something that they were dealing with all along.
Wow. Okay. All right. So now, obviously, people need to learn a lot more about this, and we have an opportunity for them to do so coming up on February 9th. It is a webinar that we're calling Your Post-PHE Audit Strategy, but I think it's also Your During the PHE Strategy, because it just keeps coming.
That's right.
Maybe we can have a lottery to decide what the next variant will be called. But at any rate, we have a great learning opportunity for folks out there. It's a free webinar. It's happening on February 9th, and you can register for it by just going to hme-business.com/webcasts. Easy enough. hme-business.com/webcasts. Wayne, maybe you could give us a little kind of sneak peek at that webinar. What are the things that you're going to be talking about during it?
Yeah, sure. We're going to talk about what we're seeing in the audit environment currently, and hopefully that includes some of these, the outcomes of some of these reviews that we're working our way through right now. So there's also some other things sort of coming up down the road in you know, the ALJ backlog is getting resolved, and it's getting resolved a lot sooner than we had anticipated. And those ALJs are staffed to handle about 300,000 appeals a year, and currently they're only receiving about 35,000 a year. So they have a significant, and the only way to get more appeals in the workload is to do more audits. So I'm really concerned and watching that backlog and to see what CMS's response to that is. We have a feeling that they're going to utilize the RAP program and to increase that workload so that they're not, they said they have no intention on giving back any money in their budget and letting go any of those new judges or closing any of those new offices that they hired. So their intent will be to get more appeals in the system for them to work. So we're going to be watching that very closely.
All right. And again, this is a free webinar. Registration is free thanks to our sponsors over at ProShunt, who are sponsoring the webinar. So thanks to them. And this is Dave, and I'm going to insert a real quick editor's note right as I was about to post this. Team DME has also sponsored the webinar. So thanks to both ProShunt and Team DME for making everybody's registration free. This will be a huge learning opportunity for everyone, and it's thanks to those companies. And thanks to Wayne, thank you for your time and expertise on the webinar. I really appreciate you sharing it with the audience. But of course, that's not the only thing you guys have going on. You guys just recently added some real expertise and muscle to your team that's going to open up the capabilities at the Van Halen Group. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. We're really excited to have Dr. Doran Edwards on our team. Dr. Edwards is a former medical advisor associate medical advisor for one of the DME MACs, but also most recently was the medical director at the PDAC contract. So Dr. Edwards and I have known each other for decades and worked together in various capacities. And he's joined our team. And we've always done coding and reimbursement strategy for new products with customers in the last 5 years. But Dr. Edwards is widely seen and recognized as one of the industry's, you know, foremost experts when it comes to coding strategies and reimbursement strategies. So having him on our team just really helps solidify the offering that we provide. And we're excited about that. So working with new companies that are bringing new products to the table, whether it's something new that fits within an existing product category or even one that no code exists and we need to try to, you know, navigate down through that complex from getting a code to getting reimbursement and things along those lines. So that's exciting for us as well.
Yeah, that's terrific. Congratulations. And of course, if people can't catch the free February 9th webinar, you're also speaking at MedTrade, right?
Yep. That's right. Myself and Kelly from our team will be there. We both have multiple presentations. So we're looking forward to that in-person event in April.
Okay. Well, Wayne, I appreciate the time. If people want to find out more about the Van Halen Group, where can they go?
Our website, vanhalengroup.com, has all our contact information. You can reach out to us directly on there and list all of our services and gives you plenty of information. If not, just call me.
All right. Well, Wayne, thanks a ton for the time and being on the podcast.
Thanks, David.
Thanks again to Wayne for joining the podcast. Make sure to register for his February 9th webinar. Again, that's hme-business.com/webcasts. And again, that's free thanks to the sponsors over at ProShunt and Team DME. And make sure to check out more information about the Van Halen Group. They're over at vanhalengroup.com. And with that, I think we'll wrap things up with for today's episode. But before I do that, I have a question for everybody out in the audience. Do you want to help the HME Business Podcast reach more HME providers? Then take a quick second, do me a favor, and rate and review this episode. That'll help spread the word. Regardless of what service you're using, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Google Podcasts or whatever. Also, please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. If you want to stay on top of everything that's happening, make sure to subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter over at hme-business.com. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print or digital version of the magazine as well. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and I'm on those services as well. Lastly, if you have any feedback or suggestions, don't be afraid to reach out to me via email at D as in David, K-O, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering important HME industry topics like the ongoing onslaught of CMS audits. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.